Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2063. 7 Reasons You Should Ritualize Your Life by Allie Cornish of everthrive.org. Hello and welcome back to our weekly bonus episode. This is where I share an episode from another podcast in our network, an article that can also improve your life in some way. And today's comes from Optimal Relationships Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. So with that, here's Greg reading for you and his commentary as we optimize your life.
7 Reasons You Should Ritualize Your Life by Allie Cornish of everthrive.org. Quote, "Great things can be created by a series of small, seemingly insignificant elements brought together with intention and love." That's adapted from a quote by Vincent van Gogh. I grew up in a small family. We dressed up on Halloween, ate turkey and cranberries at Thanksgiving, received presents and decorated a tree at Christmas, and hunted for plastic candy-filled eggs on Easter. We went to church on Sundays, but we switched churches often. Sometimes we'd get on bikes and ride to Dairy Queen across town. Sometimes we'd take a summer or winter vacation, but not always every year. I was very thankful for these few traditions and fondly think of them from time to time. Yet, to me, everything in between these larger events seemed just a little bit random. I envied my friends with larger families, who seemed to have numerous events and built-in traditions that could be counted on day after day, year after year. I thought maybe having relatives in the immediate area was the key to creating and keeping traditions, but we didn't have extended family living nearby or even within a day's drive. We made do with our little bubble. When I was maybe 9 years old, my favorite book series was called The Boxcar Children. This was a collection of stories surrounding the adventures of 4 orphan siblings who lived in an abandoned train car in the forest. I was fascinated with how these kids could create a life even in isolation, and they seemed to have fun. The series was accompanied by a cookbook, The Boxcar Children Cookbook, a collection of recipes the children cooked in the books. One recipe, canoe trip pancakes, stuck out to me in particular. It was such an easy recipe and adorably written, so I started making canoe trip pancakes on weekends. I loved every bit of the process. I felt like I was harnessing the self-sufficiency of my fictional friends and adding more meaning into my lazy weekend mornings. I might have even done my own dishes. I look back upon this time with happiness, remembering my small but significant effort to bring my family together with food. Everyone seemed to like the pancakes, or at the very least they tolerated my need to make them. Sometimes my dad would chime in with some bacon and eggs, and we'd make a hodgepodge brunch out of it, drenching our plates with maple and boysenberry syrup, and defrosting a new canister of orange juice from concentrate. Anyone else drink that stuff as a kid? To wash it all down. It made me really happy that my pancakes brought us all together as a family. Fast forward 30 years, and I have my own little family. Even though we are only three, we are still a family bound together by love, responsibility, and obligation. But those aren't the only elements that bind families together. Through my childhood experiences and by observing the traditions of my friends' families, I've come to understand that rituals are important for families to grow and thrive. I really want to make more use of traditions and rituals for myself and for my family. The importance of little rituals. What is a ritual? Usually referred to as characteristics of a ceremony or religious life, rituals can be any sincere tradition that includes carefully ordered and well-intended actions. Rituals are important because they are the glue that binds families together. The seemingly insignificant actions that make up rituals are given much more weight when combined with intention and love. In this way, rituals connect the ordinary to the extraordinary, making the mundane aspects of life more beautiful. Is it too late to create new traditions? Any time is great to start creating rituals for yourself or for your family. I think that rituals might be especially important during long periods of waiting, such as what we're experiencing now with the coronavirus. 7 reasons why you should ritualize your life. Number 1. Rituals give us something to look forward to. They also help to mark the days as they pass, creating an ongoing way to structure our precious days, weeks, months, and years. Number 2. Rituals give us agency and empower us to create our lives instead of passively experiencing our lives. Rituals also reassure us that we're on the right path, and they help us reflect on our journey and self-correct if necessary. Number 3. Creating rituals between friends and family is a great way to make memories. Number 4. Rituals help with setting expectations, and the repetition of rituals gives us, especially children, a sense of security and belonging, in addition to managing our reactions to changes in time and season. Number 5. Through repeated traditions and rituals just for us, we can increase our personal happiness, satisfaction, and sense of well-being. And if we are personally happy, this happiness flows to others. Number 6. Rituals and traditions aid in building a strong family culture, family identity, and family morale. Number 7. Finally, rituals provide us with a sense of renewal. Taking time for an intentional tradition offers us a break from our everyday routine, habitual existence. I've heard rituals compared to oases, a figurative place to rest on our life journey. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Reasons You Should Ritualize Your Life, by Allie Cornish of everthrive.org.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some really interesting stuff today from Allie. Rituals are something that I truly wish was discussed more. You know, when all is said and done, rituals are the closest living manifestation, I think, we can get of our values. Marriage is a ritual that expresses love. Church is a ritual that expresses religious beliefs. The list goes on to include smaller, more unique things like, you know, family game nights. And these smaller rituals we have are often thought of as less serious because they aren't as widespread as, you know, marriage or church, but they are often truer to the dynamics we have in our own households, and thus should be emphasized more. It's these smaller rituals that are aligned with who we are, and they don't require the bells and whistles that generations past have put on them. Take this as a reminder to hone in on what your values are and aren't, and how specifically you want to express them in a way that is meaningful to you and your tight-knit group, as opposed to everyone else. Do not fall into the trap of engaging in popular rituals out of obligation if they represent things that either don't mean a lot to you or just things you'd rather express your value for in a different way through a different ritual. That is going to do it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Go out and enjoy yourselves today. Maybe partake in a meaningful ritual or two. I will be back with you for the final post of the week tomorrow. I'll see you all there, where your optimal life awaits.